Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, blessing, and honor, hallelujah, to be with you here tonight. Happy Thursday to you. And I do pray that as you're looking forward to the weekend, that you're looking forward to not only getting some downtime or some quiet time, but that you'll be looking forward to with excitement some extra quality time with the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that's kind of, it can be challenging when we have all type of activities and duties and must-dos and thus we must and all of these things, you know, that have to be done or that we usually utilize our free time to do when we're not working a quote-unquote 9-to-5, amen, or when we're not running up and down with, you know, appointments of this nature or that. But it's so important. It's so vitally important, especially now, especially in this hour, that we make more time, that we prioritize time, quality time, personal, intimate time with the Father in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. Hallelujah, and reveal things. Listen, that's not the only thing that happens when you get into worship and prayer, you know. Hallelujah. There are some things that are deposited in you that you don't even realize you need. Hallelujah. And guess what? There's some junk on you that needs to be gutted out that you don't even realize is there. Why? Ooh, God have mercy. Because he goes deep. Yeah. God is not just a God of the surface. Come on up in here. Y'all know that. We see the example in the Old Testament tabernacle of the outer court and the inner court, then the holies of holies. Come on, which is the most holy place behind the veil. Ooh, there's some deep things, some inward part things, according to Psalm 51, that God wants to do in us. Heal and cleanse and strengthen and fortify and renew. Amen. So that time with him is so vital. Hallelujah. I think we need to, glory to Jesus, look over, come on, our schedule planners or whatever we got going on here. Hallelujah. Appointment books and calendars and prioritize the time. Amen. There come a point in time where Susie and Bobby got to wait. Come on here. Hallelujah. I need time with my King. If it means you have to get up a little earlier in the morning, glory to God, or wait until, praise God, everybody else is sleeping in the house. Ooh, glory to God. I'm telling you, to those of you that have been challenged in that area, you want to find that when you push and you press to get into that time, you will never be the same. And don't say, well, I've already been doing that. There's more. God is getting ready to shift you into a deeper depth, hallelujah, of intimacy with him. Amen. He's a God that takes us from where? Glory to glory. So there's more. Amen. Amen. Again, I thank you so much for being here with me tonight to share the word. It is my honor to share with you, and I want to get right into the scriptures because we have a little bit of reading to do. Amen. We want to get into an Old Testament story that is very, very much prevalent today as far as idolatry within the body of Christ. Amen. We talk about the church. Glory to God. Come on. Exodus 32, let's begin to read at verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, his brother, and said unto him, up, make us gods, Jesus, which shall go before us. Now let's backtrack this for a little bit here. Amen. The Israelites find themselves, adorable children of Amen, having been rescued, redeemed, and delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh. Amen. God used Moses, hallelujah, to part the Red Sea and get them out of, hallelujah, their mess. Glory be to God. They cried and cried and cried. Hallelujah. For deliverance in the Lord with his beautiful self and all of his graciousness answered them. He sent deliverance. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Rescued them and their children. Come on. Out of bondage and brought them into the place of testing. Some of us don't like that. We want God to be a microwave kind of God. We want what we want, and we want it right now. God gives us a word, and we want to go ahead and start moving right in that thing right this moment. Listen, there comes a time where you got to wait. Oh, Roshanda Rabakai. And a lot of us have not maintained deliverance because we did not wait on God. Ask Papa Abraham about it. God had already promised him and Sarah that he was going to give them a son. Hallelujah. And as a matter of fact, Sarah laughed at God. Amen. And the name of the baby was Isaac, which means laughter. Now, please keep in mind that they had an Ishmael, who was not the promise of God, but God yet blessed Abraham's Akanadabo, blessed his seed. Glory to God. Abraham and Sarah didn't wait on the promise. They decided that they were going to help God out. And ended up in trouble, Bahushende, that is still plaguing this earth realm today. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. He has a remedy for all things. Brethren, hallelujah. We have to. It is imperative that we learn to wait on God. Look at what happened. They find themselves now waiting for Moses to come out of the mount. Moses goes up to pray as he always did. But this time he was having an encounter with God where he was receiving the Ten Commandments. Can you imagine the glory of God showing up in that way? I mean, Moses had already been acquainted with the glory of God because he had met him in a burning bush. Oh, our God is awesome, y'all. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? A bush on fire, but the bush is not burning. And the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you out of that bush and say, come over here, but take off your shoes because you're on holy ground. I'm commissioning your wife to do a mighty work for me. And all you can do is think of all the excuses. Lord, but my job. Lord, but my career. Lord, but my neighbor. Lord, but my family. Lord, but listen, hallelujah. Moses had already been acquainted with the glory of God in his store and even his mercy. My God, remember the same Moses had killed a man that was that had hurt or killed, as a matter of fact. He had slain a Hebrew slave. Amen. And so he had already been acquainted, but now God was taking him to another place to give him specific instruction, hallelujah, to give the people of God. And so they felt that he was taking just a little bit too long. Lord, please help our human fleshly kind of nature. A lot of us, come on, be honest. You know you like that. I have to be honest and say there are many times, hallelujah, of course, where the Lord had told me, you better sit out somewhere and wait. Don't you move too fast. Huh? Some of us won't even go to pray to God about something because we know that it's not now. Not that way, not this year. We already know, oh God, by the Holy Ghost, that the answer is wait. Glory to God. So they got antsy with themselves, and it said Moses is taking too long to come down out of that mountain. So they gathered themselves together and went to Aaron, his brother, who was supposed to be watching and praying. Glory to God. While the man of God was up in the mountain with the Lord. And they said to Aaron, get up, come on, make us gods. We'll tickle our fleshly fancy. Look, we done been away from Egypt, and all we know satisfy. We think that's nice. Matter and all that, that's great. But listen, we have to get our freak on. Y'all don't want to have no sex. We're used to enjoying. Lord have mercy. There's a nation in us. There's a rational heart. In this wilderness test, it was to bring down and carouse and sin. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't you know that your wilderness is a place where God is trying to get your past out of you? I don't care if you move from the slums, come on here, and move going up to the east side. You still got to be delivered from the inside out. Lord, hallelujah! The wilderness to show you something, baby. Your time is going to show you what you really made of. Speaking the tongue sounds. Hallelujah! I said the wilderness, your trial, whatever I said, the waiting period between Egypt and your Canaan blessing. The time that you're waiting for manifestation of the promise is going to show what's really inside you. And we about to find out, because this, you got to make us some gods. We want some idols. we got to do something here, which shall go before us, because as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what happened to him. Oh, thank God, we need to pray in church tonight. I feel the need to pray that real strong. We need to pray in church. Lord, it would discernment. That knows your kindness. How? That's committed to humbling itself before you. Oh, God. And submitted to your perfect will. And trust in your word. My God. Believing you as a little child. I don't know about you, in Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but I think that after I saw a Red Sea standing up, come on up here tonight. And I walked through on dry land. His breath started coming out the sky. Ow! Send up a bowl. Even before that, 10 plagues that hit Egypt, before we escaped, before God brought us out, we're still in gold. Send up a kushmendebe. I would have hoped that I had a little bit of common sense to sit my happiness down and trust that God knows what he was doing with Moses, since he used him to pull me out of bondage with signs and wonders following. What's the matter with you, oh thou foolish Galatians? Who have bewitched you? What happened to you, beloved one? You used to believe God. You used to fast and pray. Lord have mercy. You wouldn't mind waiting on the timing of God. Lebakash. Some of y'all been dabbling. Let's go there. Oh, you ain't got to hear me. But you better hear the Holy Ghost. You don't have to call nobody. Lord, please help me. And ask them to give you a word. He'll speak to you. Oh, God. I feel the fight. I said, I feel the fight. Nothing wrong with encouraging one another and sharpening one another and praying together. But I'm talking about operating in the spirit of witchcraft. Romeo Sandoval. Oh, my God. Paying for prophecy. Y'all don't want to talk. Oh, God, please help us tonight. Help us. Some of us have been hungry. A golden calf in our hearts. My. That thing that appeases us and gives us
a quick fix. Lord have mercy. We've got spiritual crackheads in the church. Lord, look what I'm going to say. Help us tonight, they wouldn't wait on God. For they tried to do what they thought was the next best thing. Some of y'all can't wait on God, so you go to, says, come on here, scratch off. I guess we're going there. We are. Some of y'all can't wait on God, so you go to tarot card readers. God, see ya! Calling hotlines and things. I don't know about the prayer line either. Psychic friends, can be your buscando le be, resmando. Going to witches, y'all don't want to talk. Going to witches and rabbis, consulting with familiar spirits, dealing in potions and things. The devil is a liar. My kind little host. So let's it's time to get ourselves together. Sanda. Yes, Lord. And Aaron said unto them, Lord, what's wrong with Aaron? What was wrong with Aaron, y'all? Go, bring me all some earrings. I'll give you what you want. Lord, I feel the need to pray one more again. We got to tell it back. Preach us, lead us, fast ministries, in your church, that makes them please God, then please you. Help us. Oh, Lord. Aaron didn't say, are y'all crazy? Did you see what God just brought up us out of Kosha? Didn't y'all just witness what the Lord done did? Are you nuts? Y'all gonna build your own mess. I'm going in the corner and talk to God. You ain't gonna get me in trouble. But what did Aaron do? He didn't hesitate to feed them flesh in need. And yeah, he told them, break off golden earrings. Pop them off, which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and of your daughters, and bring them to me. Lord! And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and listen to Aaron, Moses' right hand, co-laborer in deliverance. The same one, Sando, who God chose. If Moses had a problem, but was saying a little bit too much to Pharaoh, I'm sending you to stand by his side and work miracles. The same Aaron building a golden calf. Oh, Lord, engaging the people in witchcraft and debauchery. Oh, God. Listen, I don't care what church you're in. You better ask God to make sure that that place is your assignment. So that you can be equipped and prepared. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If you're not in a healthy church, where the word of God is alive and in action, and you are growing, and your sin cannot stick to you because you're getting sick of it because the word is making you violent in your everyday life. Oh, my sons of a home. You better pray hard. Lord, I got to be in the place you have me to be because listen to me. The Bible says, many false prophets have gone out among your sons of a kushpan. Just with collars and all. Still harboring a golden calf in you. You fall right back into the same devilment that God delivered you out of right from the pulpit. You don't want to trumpet it's the truth. Examine yourself. Examine your place. Glory to God. So he helped them. And then he took the stuff from their hand and Listen, some of y'all got children up in a mess with you. In a witchcraft church. All right. Praise God. All right. Do whatever's for, praise God. We thank God for deliverance. And he fashioned it with a graven tool. After he made it a molten calf, and they said, these be thy gods, O Israel. They then took over the church. These are your gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Whoa! And when Aaron saw it, now, Lord, let me try to get through here. Aaron is all in. Y'all hear? I said, Aaron is all up in it. The ringleader, Hobabakush, and one who have lost faith in the same God that was just using him. Lord, help us. He lost patience. He lost strength because you know what happens when we wait on the Lord? We renew our strength. Mm-hmm. You know what happened? When Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. Oh. Okay, Aaron. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast of the Lord. You can't serve both God and the devil. The spirit of confusion had broken out in many places. Beloved one, listen. Please listen to the Holy Ghost. Jesus warned us that when we see the signs of his return, of his soon return, soon, yeah? Not far off, sooner than we think, like a thief, right? In the night, right? Stand in the holy place. When you see the abomination of desolation, as spoken of by the prophet Daniel, listen, you can look at the campaigning of the presidency going on and know that we're in trouble as a nation. The people of God have been deployed in the surface of the time as this. We cannot lose our savor. But we are the salt. We're supposed to be making a difference. Not blemish. Not mixing up. Not becoming contaminated with the world system. Hallelujah. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Sister Paige, I got to go to work. Now listen, the Lord ain't tell you not to go to work. Come on, beloved. Come on. Your life is one of consecration unto the Lord. That's your calling. That's what it's supposed to be. You are set apart from the ways of this world. Come on. You shouldn't be talking like the world talk. Cussing and chat. All right. Praise God. Amen. It's tight. But y'all know it's the truth anyhow. Listen what happened. They rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to pray of this same reference of Scripture, this same example of what not to do, church. 1 Corinthians 10, New Testament, church. Paul lets us know in his letter to the Corinthians, that the people rose up to pray after they had been sat down to eat. So for those of us that have been praying at the communion table, and then we wonder why there's sickness and why many of us have died, these things were written for our, what did the Bible say? For our admonition. They don't need to give you cookies and milk so you can go back and do the same thing. It's written as a warning. That's what they did. And they got wiped out back then. What do you think gonna happen? And we in a dispensation of grace. And you still watching your happy hips stepping all over, treading all over the sacrifice of Calvary like it was nothing. Crucifying the Son of Man of Christ. All right. So the Lord said to Moses, listen, son, you better go down. You better get thee down because your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. It looked like there was a little bit of disownership right then and there. that the Lord, our great God and Daddy, was grieved with what he was seeing way up in the mountain of Moses. You better go ahead down there. I believe this wrath will kill us. This is what he said. They have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I commanded them, that they have made them a multitude, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto it, and then said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Why do you think God don't see you? God's not dead. He's still alive. He has roamed to and fro throughout the earth. He sees everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. Yeah.
He said, Look how quick.
That's what you need to know tonight. Listen, the devil ain't playing no games with you. And you better not be playing no games with him. It don't take long for you to backslide. You got to maintain your garden. Hallelujah. There'll be weeds. God, I love you tonight. Just waiting to come up to destroy the seed that God has planted in your life. The seed that have been watered, growing up a great garden in you. You got to tend your garden day and night. How do I do that, Sister Paige? Meditate in the word of the Lord day and night, singing and humming and worshiping as you go. Keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. Ask people who have been addicted to drugs. You go into a rehab or detox? Come on. You do everything that represents what you've been in, even people you separate from, get away from you. Keep it away from you. If it's HBO late at night, I tell them, of course, shut them up. Get rid of that. Hey. Deliver your people tonight, Lord God. My God, my God. By the power of Jesus' blood, break every chain. Destroy every yoke by the power of your anointing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, he said, then turn quick. Flip like a pancake. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone. Uh-oh. Go ahead back down there. Leave me. Listen, God ain't to play with y'all. Y'all hear me? Don't listen to me. Read it. Verse 10. 32 and 10, Exodus. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax not against them, and that I may consume them. I will make of thee a great nation. Moses, I don't need the whole group. I'll wipe every last one of them out and continue my covenant plans for the earth through you. Father, we want to thank you for your word tonight. Father, admonish us and challenge us and shake us up. He did a little question about whatever it is we're harboring in our hearts that is not like you, that's causing you to turn your stomach because of our sin and idolatry. Forgive us, we pray, you Lord God, and we'll be all right. We'll be able to start a clean slate and get cleansed. Hallelujah. By the power of your great love, we honor you and thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, this is my time for now, but we're going to come back right here next week. The Lord says the same. We're going to come right back and finish this up because we got to dig a little deeper. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Meet me here next Thursday, same time, same station, doing the very same thing. We're going to be talking about love. I love you guys. Stay encouraged. Remain blessed. Bye-bye.